Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okay, you guys. Okay. Hello.
Welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare the book to its movie.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
And today we are comparing Schindler's List.
Yes.
I'm so excited. This is actually like one of my favorite movies. As I've pretty sure I'm said. Goodness. As I'm pretty sure I've said on the podcast before, Liam Neeson is one of my many loves. And this movie, I'm pretty positive is why.
Yeah, I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
He did very, very good in this movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did I tell you how... Probably not. When I was going to say the first Star Wars movie, but that's a lie. When Star Wars Episode 1 came out, I was young. And so at that point in time, I wasn't like putting actors to their names, to their faces, whatever, right? Man, I had the hots for Qui-Gon. Like, he was one of my first crushes. Hardcore. And it took me years after I had known Liam Neeson because of Schindler's List. And like, I was like, okay, he's a great actor. I love him. I'll watch anything he's in. That I realized he was Qui-Gon. I was like, damn.
I knew from little kid age. Oh, no. Liam Neeson is like my old man crush, too.
Oh, he's a beautiful man. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
He can protect me like he does his daughter. That sounds gross.
Just a little bit. But in this movie, also, Rafe was super attractive, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. No.
Voldemort, where you at?
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, yeah. So we're in season 6, episode 4. Mm-hmm. And this was your pick.
It was my pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This has been on our list for a really long time and I've just been.
But why did you want it to come out today?
Oh, for a very important reason. So I scheduled it to come out today. Actually, it's very ironic. This date was available. We didn't have anything. I was kind of like, ooh, I want to do Schindler's List. And for some reason, I had it in my head that Holocaust Remembrance or anything to do with Holocaust was April. And there's a part of me that thinks maybe that war started in April or something. I can't remember.
It ended in April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's probably why. But I was like, let me Google and see when it is. And then I'll schedule it in that month. And then up it pops and it was like January 27th. And I was like, holy fuck, are you kidding me? I can't not do that then.
Yes. I know. I was like kind of a little stressed because it was two long books back to back. Not really long, but longer. And I was like, oh, shoot, because I had to. Oh, because it was the bridge was the TV show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I don't know if I'll be able to like.
Watch it
and then read it before we have to record. And same with Schindler's List. Maybe we can move things around. And then right when she said, well, I wanted it to come out on the 27th because that's Holocaust Remembrance Day. I was like, okay, I can do this. I got this. How are we going to take
I
that
guess
away?
We can't not,
right?
Yeah.
That would be kind of fucked. I would have been real bummed.
yeah, no, it was serendipitous, and it was like my pick for this season where I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to do it just yet. And then when I saw that, I was like, I guess we are doing it.
We sure are. It's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're painting a picture. It was my birthday yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
In the episode it is.
Yes. Yes.
What did I do? Well, my birthday is currently 9 days away. So let me see. What am I
going
to do?
Aren't you going to the...
Well, my plan is to go to the mountains with the kids.
Yeah.
I also really like... Car.
I really like that you're... Like, for your birthday, you want a weekend away from your kids. But going on a weekend away with your kids.
No, actually, my mom and I... Kenny Chesney is coming to the Sphere in Vegas.
Ooh.
And so my cousin, aunt and uncle are going. They're like, you guys got to come. And so I was like, oh, yeah. And we're leaving the kids at home. So it's going to be me and mom.
Ooh.
I get a full day and 2 half days away from my children.
When?
In May.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not for my birthday.
But I'm like, okay. Anyways. Yeah, so I'm planning to go to the mountains for my birthday, but currently waiting don't have a car. Because flipping.
Oh, is it just you and the kids, not your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, why aren't you taking... Couldn't you take your mom's car?
I'm sure I could, but I what it is I need chains because it's towards Mount Rainier.
Oh, and they don't let you go.
I can go, because I have an all-wheel drive car, I can go without putting them on, but they require them in your vehicle in case you need to put them on. And of course, chains are like made to the vehicles, and so my chains wouldn't fit hers. So I'm sure I could get away with it by being like, look, I have chains in the car, but you know, it'd be my luck that I would actually need them and they wouldn't
fit. They don't even check though.
I know they don't. I mean, it's a if they get pulled over thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it would be a man, I actually do need chains right now, and I don't
That's
have
true.
Them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so that's my plan. We got this cute little cabin, and it's right at the base of, like, the park.
Cool.
And so, fingers crossed there's snow. Because, like, that was my reason for, like, putting it off and off. I'm I'm going to book this thing, and then there's not even going to be snow. And that's why I'm going. So, it might be a bust of a weekend.
Did you Google?
Yeah, it says that there's snow. And, like, it says it's going to snow a couple days before.
Uh-huh.
And it's cold enough that it should stay, but... And I asked, I was like, I don't know where to go. And Justin said, I used to go this place as a kid all the time. So I was like, okay, let's do it. So we'll see.
I was going to say, because I know at the base, you kind of have to hike up to the snow.
Yeah, this place, it said there's, it's like, I guess it's not the base. It's like the base of the park.
All right.
So it's up the mountain. You know how the national park doesn't, it's like halfway up the mountain almost, sort of. So we're like right like drive 5 more minutes and we're in the park type of thing. So
because when me and John and Sierra went, I think we saw some, it wasn't like a lot of snow and it was cold enough to snow again. And we were at what, Paradise? We were at the one that's open right now.
Yeah.
So I'm it should be good.
I'm hopeful. So who knows, whatever. Could be a bust.
It's just going to be a nice getaway.
Exactly. Our room has a cool hot tub jacuzzi pool. Nice. So that's just what we'll do. I'll bring board games or whatever. Might be a disaster, but come back next week to find out.
1000% more stressful than actually, anything.
You won't even know next week because we're recording
early.
Come back in a couple weeks.
Yep.
I'll let you know. Anyways, that was my long trigger warning.
I'm going on a weekend with my kids.
That was my picture painting.
That's hilarious.
So we do have a trigger warning, obviously.
This is the Holocaust.
The Holocaust. This is...
It's rough.
Very detailed accounts of what happened during Auschwitz and everything. I would also like to apologize. No, actually, I'll get there later. In a little bit. Okay. So this is a fictionalized account on the true story of Oskar Schindler, a German industrialist who saved the lives of over 1,100 Jewish people during the Holocaust. Yeah.
Good job, Schindler.
I know. I'm so proud of him.
I want to go visit his grave.
That'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's like one of my bucket list things. Mm-hmm.
So the author is Thomas
Keneally.
Keneally? Sure. Mm-hmm. Director Steven Spielberg. Oh my gosh. Screenplay writer Steven Zalian. Zalian? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Audiobook reader is Humphrey Bauer. Is that who you had to?
Yes, it is. And what I was going to say was, so remember how I was so excited that the abridged version that you found was read by Ben Kingsley? And I was like, God damn it. I wish that was the one I was listening to. I spaced he was in this movie.
Dude, I did too until I did cast. Oh, wait, I have a story. I'll just share it now. So I did cast. I looked up who's in it before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had seen Ben Kingsley and Rafe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben Kingsley comes on the screen and he has, you know, glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a video. And I'm like, I'm gonna laugh. I was like, I knew Rafe was in this, but I didn't recognize him with the glasses because I was like, what? And then Rafe comes on. I'm like, that's why I didn't recognize him, because that was not him.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. So stupid.
They don't even look alike.
No, they don't. No.
Wow, they put prosthetics on.
That's what I thought. And then I thought, wow, glasses. It is like a Clark Kent type of thing. He looks so different. Oh my gosh. So
is
stupid.
He Superman?
So dumb.
That's anyway. Hilarious.
Yep. So the book came out October 18th. 1982, and the movie February 4th, 1994. I also kept saying in all my videos 93, so I'm sorry. I'm correcting myself right here. That's a 12-year difference.
I will say my parents saw this in the theater.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first watched this, I was young. Like, I've watched every movie where you're like, what? And you watch that at what age?
But anyways. Yeah, this one especially. Oh my gosh.
But I remember very clearly when I watched it, my dad told me, he was like, when me and your mom went and watched this, it was such a poignant movie that as the credits were rolling, everyone in the theater stayed in the theater for like an extra 20 minutes just to kind of sit there and let it sink in, because it's a heavy movie. So
for sure. So I guess that you kind of answered it. What'd you do first?
I watched it.
I read it first.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, that was probably bad choices, but the reason we did it is our theory. We had to keep testing it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand anything that was going on in the book. So I apologize right now because my notes are going to be a little rough.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of German and Jewish names that get thrown around, and goodness, keeping track of everyone. It helped me because I had seen the movie already. Mm-hmm. So I kind of could be like, okay, yeah, that happens. But there were times where I also was like, wait, what? And because when I watch movies, I have such a good memory that I don't like have to watch it right before I read it more often than not for our podcast. So I just started reading this. And so there were the times where I was like, don't remember that. Can't really follow along with the names, who the heck is doing what. And then I would hear Schindler and I would like cling to Schindler and be like, okay, what is he doing? But then I went and watched the movie and I was like, oh, I actually remembered way more of this than I thought I did. It's just that the names are lost on me.
Yeah. And they have, and the names of the people, the names of the towns, like everything was like, my brain literally was like not comprehending, going
overload.
To turn off. But then the same thing is like watching it. I'm like, oh, I remember that story. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember that, which is weird because it did not compute into my notes. So we're going to have to figure this out. Oh, my gosh. And what are your thoughts?
I say this in all my reaction videos. It blows my mind that in a time where people were dicks, this one guy decided, nope, I'm not going to act that way. I see these people as they are, which is people. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to treat them like that. And he went against everything. And I love it so much.
I know. It was really... I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had such a hard time with the book. But mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh. Am I going to have a hard time with
the movie?
The movie too.
Especially since the movie is 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Yes. Long. Yes, it is. But I was captivated. Mm-hmm. And it was... You don't really get that from my reaction videos, and I'm so embarrassed. I'm like putting our YouTube video together today. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I seem so awful. Because Bree's over here all emotional and like, this is just horrible. You know, all genuine. This is awful. And I'm like, like a funny part happened in the movie. And I'm like, ah! Or like, oh, that's awkward. Ah! And I'm like, So I just want to apologize because I'm like, oh my god,
I'm just a very, sensitive person.
I know, but this isn't. You should be at this topic. What the heck was I thinking? Like, there's so many other reaction videos I could have done, and I'm like, so I'm apologizing right now because that was inappropriate. I'm sorry. They were my genuine reactions when watching the parts that I recorded. Mm-hmm. See, I think that was also it, is that I recorded myself like crying or almost crying a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like being sad on camera. So mm-hmm. I think that's why I focused on the.
Yeah. Whereas me, I like
your parts.
I don't want to show people me crying, but hey, that's my reaction.
Yeah.
And literally, I was just telling Allie this before we started recording. I sob like a fucking baby every time I watch this movie, and every time the worst part is you should see me literally at the end when I'm like dry heaving from crying so hard, because like, oh my god, it's gonna get me right now. Every time when it's like all of his people come up to his grave. Oh my god. I just like, from that point, for the next 20 minutes, I just can't stop crying. Oh my
gosh.
Yeah. And then I really love that Liam goes and puts flowers on, like, hey, I hope I did you justice.
I didn't know who that was. I thought it was, I thought it was like, what's his name? Ben Kingsley's character. I was like, that's weird.
No, he died. So Stern is dead. That's why Ben Kingsley comes up with the wife.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
You just thought he came back?
No, that's why I was confused. Oh. I was like, why is
Ben come back?
Doing like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's even sweeter. Liam.
It's Liam who comes.
My gosh.
That's why they don't show you him. You just see his shadow.
And then him and then, far away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, it gets me every time. Every time.
I wonder if those rocks, I always wonder if they're still there.
I bet you people go and put it. What's funny? So I was trying to get John to watch this with me, and he was like, first off, it's black and white. I don't do that.
That was me when I first started. There's a video. It's black and white. Are we serious right now? Man.
It's great.
It was really good in black and white.
And then he's like, and it's a depressing topic. I'm not doing this. I was like, oh, I just want you to watch it with me because I love this movie so much.
And he would have been watching you dry, like sob, like, what the? Why am I?
What the
why
hell?
Are you watching this?
Why do you enjoy this? Why do you watch this all the time? Anyways, but when I was trying to convince him to do this, I told him, I was like, I want to go visit his grave and I want to put a rock on there. And he was like, why? And I was like, because that's what all of the Jewish people do to like symbolize like, hey, thank you. And then he was like, isn't that kind of disrespectful then if you go and do it? And I was like, oh, shit, you're probably right. I shouldn't just pick up a rock and be like, hey, dude, thanks for what you did for the world.
Right. I guess. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
I know. I should probably just buy flowers.
There you go. All right. That was a long answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so why did we pick this book? It was our listener pick and it was yours.
Mm-hmm. That's because it's one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. I love this movie. I don't watch it often because it is a long one and it is a very heavy one. But man, every time I watch it, I remember why I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I explained the serendipitous January 27th.
Yes. So. All right. Okay, I got some fun facts for you. You're going to like these.
Let's do it.
Okay. When Survivor Amelia Pfeffenberg was introduced to Ralph Fiennes on set, she began to shake uncontrollably as he reminded her. He reminded her so much of Ammon Gert.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I bet that. Oh, I bet he felt so bad.
I bet so. But then also, like,
that helped in the acting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. At his instance, citing that it would
insistence.
Thank you. Citing that it would be blood money. All royalties and residuals from this movie that would normally have gone to Steven Spielberg. Instead, he gave to the Sahoa Foundation, which records and preserves written and videotaped testimonies from survivors from genocide worldwide. Survivors of gen. What?
Why are you crying?
Oh, you're crying. I thought you were laughing because I'm reading it wrong. I'm like, I read every word right.
No, I'm laughing because I'm worried, crying.
Oh, I knew. I told her, I was like, I got some fun facts that are going to make you cry. That was the one, actually, that I was like, that one's going to get her.
He caught me.
So he made no money from this. He That's donated it
sweet.
All. Oh, I know. I thought that was a good one. Most of these make me like love Steven Spielberg even more.
Oh,
I know. And I always love, I already loved him.
Good.
So Steven Spielberg was able to get permission from the film to film in Auschwitz, but chose not to out of respect for the victims. Cause
that would be,
oh my gosh. So the scenes of the death camps were filmed outside the gates on constructed in a mirror image of the real location on the other side.
That's sweet.
Oh.
Allie looks at me like, I want to see you.
No, I was going to ask, but I think this is kind of messed up question. Not really. I mean, sort of. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So you know how you can go. Mm-hmm. Can you go tour Auschwitz?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm pretty sure you can. It's one of the things I want to do.
It's craziness.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad. Harrison Ford was first chosen for the title role, but declined it, saying that people would not be able to look past him as Indiana Jones, and he wants them to see the importance of this film, and he also felt that Schindler needed to be portrayed by a non-Jewish actor, so I didn't know he was Jewish.
I didn't either.
I know.
What?
Right?
Good on him, because that's a very smart...
Yes.
People would be like, sir, you're Jewish.
I know, right?
Surprise. I would not have known that.
But I like that he's like, this is too important of a role and I don't want to screw it up.
Because he's right. Everyone would have seen Indiana Jones or Han.
Yep. And during production, the atmosphere was so grim and depressing that Steven Spielberg asked his friend Robin Williams if he could tell some jokes and do comedy sketches while Spielberg would watch the episodes of Seinfeld. Some of Williams' sketches, while played through a speakerphone to cast and crew, ended up being part of the dialogue material for his character in Aladdin.
Oh, that's cool.
I want to go watch Aladdin and be like, I bet that was it.
That's the line.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I love that. Because, yeah, I couldn't even imagine making this film.
No, not at all. That's interesting because Aladdin came out in 92 and this came out in 94. So they must have been making this for a long time.
Probably. It's a massive film.
Yeah, I think I read a fun fact that said it took like 10 years, but I thought that was like
all of it. Planning, production, pre-production.
So, and Steven Spielberg said he was not ready to, like, he didn't feel like he personally could capture this at 37. So he wanted to take 10 years. So 47, he's like, I could fully understand. And I think he said the world was not quite ready at 80 something. So,
oh, probably not.
Yeah. But I guess, see, I do this. I try to cut back my fun facts and then I try and remember them so I can share them anyways. It was something like, the world started getting like, not nice again. And so this was his kick, like, hey, do you remember
life? We were assholes.
Yes.
At some point.
Fix your faces. So
yeah. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do it. I won't cry until the end, I bet.
You're going to laugh the whole time because you're going to be like, what the, why did you write that?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So Oscar Schindler goes to this fancy dinner party thing. Mm-hmm. And it's at this guy's house who is Ammon. Is it Ammon? After watching the movie, it appeared to be Ammon. They did this scene like in the middle of the movie.
Oh, because it also starts at a fancy dinner party in the movie, too.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't this one. No. This is the one when he...
Oh, when he's kissing all the... Oh, yep.
When he goes down and talks to... Yep.
What's funny is I say it Ammon. So I'm also getting confused by your Ammon.
Well, I'm sure it is Ammon. Ammon. Tomato, know. Tomato.
I don't think that's the case here, but...
What is it?
Ammon?
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's this typical German, Ammon is, and, you know, he's sees the Jews as property, and he's like, you know, shoots them for fun, and just is not a, he's a Nazi. And so Schindler gets up to leave. No, Ammon gets up to leave somewhere, and Schindler ends up kissing this Jewish girl on the cheek and says, and like, I'm sorry for your situation, and that he's being rude to you. And they chat for a little bit, and Oscar gives her comfort that she's going to be okay. And he gave her a chocolate bar, and she's like, I'm not going to die because I'm starving. I'm going to die for other reasons. He's like, you're not going to die at all.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I didn't think I was going to. This does happen. It just happens in the middle of the movie, and it happens. It's basically like a birthday party for Schindler. Because the little Jewish girl comes and brings him a cake.
No, this was this whole scene happened like
exactly like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Ammon was also at the birthday cake one too, and he gave her a kiss too, didn't he?
He full on.
Oh, this is the one where he full on kissed her. Okay.
This one is just. I don't even know if he kissed he. This is when she's like sitting there crying, and she's like, "I don't know why." Like. She tells a story about he beat me because I asked why is he beating me.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think he gave her a candy bar, though.
No, he did not.
Okay. So we get background on Oscar Schindler. I'm just going to pick one name because I can't do both of her. Okay. Schindler's life. He grew up and raced motorcycles. He ended up finding love that no one approved of with this girl named Amelia. Not Amelia. We were trying to figure this out. So the audiobook reader, I just could not understand.
We didn't really talk about this. He did very well with his German accents because I'm pretty sure he's German.
I don't know. He sounded English, but.
Oh, wait, you're right. He had that accent, but he
could pronounce
everything perfectly. And like when there were lines in German,
he read them right.
I was like, damn.
All these names. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Her name is spelled with an E, but sounded like Amelia when he read it. So who knows? So he took over his dad's business. His dad and mom got divorced, and he's pissed off at his dad because his dad walked out on his mom and stepping out on her. And he's like, he didn't even realize that he's starting to act like his dad because he's stepping out on
his wife.
His wife. Eventually, his mom died and Hitler became in power, and his wife, dad, and him agreed. Hitler's ideas are awful, and he's going to get what's coming to him.
We don't get any of Schindler's backstory. Mm-mm. Essentially, you do end up seeing that he has many different lovers, which is funny because I always forget that part of the movie because I think about Schindler and what he did. I don't think about like, you know, it's crazy when you save 1,100 people.
You go step out on your wife nightly.
I don't even think about it. Because every time it starts off with that, I'm like, oh, why? But then I'm like, okay, but you're doing a really, really good thing. So okay.
John cheats on you. We'll be like, all you have to do is save 1,100 people and she'll forgive you.
It'll be good. No, I won't forgive him. Oh, my gosh. So then when I was reading the book, I was like, this is false. He is not like that. And then I read it and I was like, or watched it and I was like,
Wouldn't the book be more accurate then?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So Schindler was talking to someone about the politics of the time, and their conversation ended with him quoting, oh, this is Stern. Was he talking with Stern?
Mm-hmm.
If you save one man, you have saved the world.
In the movie, Stern says that to Schindler, not vice versa.
Because it's on the ring he makes him.
Mm-hmm.
Schindler met this guy that seemed to have the same agreement with him of Jews. Was that Stern too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Schindler told some Jewish people how to leave, and not everyone listened. And then we get all these details on different Jewish people and how the beginning of the war all started going down.
And yeah, that basically happens. Mm-hmm. Except for it gets so detailed with all the different Jewish people. It you follow these Jewish characters in the movie for hot minutes.
Yeah. That note was definitely worth 25 minutes of audiobook that my brain was like, they were following Jewish people. I don't know what happened, but
they were trying to escape.
Yes.
And were confused what was happening.
I will say something that just was eye-opening to me was you never hear about the part in history where it was right after it started.
Mm-hmm.
And these Jewish people are
don't know what's going on.
Yeah. They're at banks and stuff. They're like, what are you talking about? Someone said it's their house now. No, this is my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there actually debating this and trying to fight for their stuff when,
their rights are getting stripped away.
Yeah. And weeks later it turns into, oh my gosh, genocide. I can't open my mouth. I'm going to die. So Schindler has several lovers. And he denied this, but he didn't go out and boast about it either. So they're at this jazz club and Schindler has a Christmas party there. And they started talking about the Jewish people there to other people. And they talked about all the concentration camps. And we're just learning more and more about everything that's going on.
This is the party that I was thinking of in the movie, but it's not really a Christmas party. There's no real definitive timeline in the movie. Apart from here's the start, here's the end.
Uh-huh. So Amelia knew about his affairs, but she didn't want to know about them. So she played dumb. Schindler employed as many Jews as he could to this factory. A new law stated that Jewish people had to leave by a certain date or the government would come in and place them wherever they see fit.
The new law wasn't there, but I think how they got that in the movie was there's a scene with Schindler and Stern where they're talking and Stern's like, sir, why are you hiring all these Jewish people? You should be going and hiring some Polish people. And then you'll have to pay them money. And Schindler's like, no, silly, I don't have to pay the Jewish people any money. But then you're just like, oh, but you're also doing it to save them.
Mm-hmm.
But he also does it in such a way where you almost think he is still just being a jackass. Ooh, I'm getting these people to work for me.
But it's he had to, because if there was any slight
inkling,
he would go to jail for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Or die.
Which is then crazy to me how at the end, after he's done all this to save all these people and everyone's free, and he's like, but now I'm the bad guy, and when I get caught I'm going to jail, so I have to go book it. It just blows my mind. I'm like, just because you were part of that party, you weren't following what they all were following. You were saving these people.
I know. So they were in a ballroom, again, hosting a fancy together, because the movie did this good where it was very sad. But, it flashed from, the Jewish people dying and being murdered. And then it flashed to the German people having parties all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the book also had lots of parties. So at the fancy get together, he brings his mistress back to his room and Amelia's there and she just has to be OK with it.
That doesn't happen in the movie, but what happens in the movie is, I think it's so funny when Schindler and his wife are walking out, and like one of the guys says, "Hello, Schindler and Miss Bubble." And Schindler's like, "Mrs. Schindler."
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. So Oscar has three main girls: his wife, his girlfriend, Ingrid, and this other one that I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And Ingrid lives in the city, and then Amelia lives in a different city, and they kind of like do their thing. And he has flings all over the place.
Yeah, the movie, like, he has a bunch of flings, but the only constant is his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He doesn't ever really have a serious relationship with any others.
Mm-hmm. So the book goes on talking about how Jewish ghettos are set up, and we get details on the struggles with Oscar having Jewish employees, and Schindler was employing Jews that had, because if they had more work experience, then they would do better in the future. And so that was his reasoning. That's what he went by, mm-hmm. is how he got them to go with this. And they partner agreed with him. Partner. Was that Stern also?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did not make mention once of Stern in my notes. And I was like, did they fake put him in? And Bree's like, no, he was in like the whole book. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that made me happy. I was like, oh, good. That guy's there. And you're like, this dude doesn't exist.
I know. I was like, why would he partner with a Jewish man? Isn't that not allowed?
Mm-hmm. It's technically.
But it happened. Even though this made them struggle more with their company because they had Jewish employees instead of Polish employees, Oscar made a promise to people who worked for him that if they work for me, you'll make it through the war.
What's hilarious? I have a note here because I was convinced that a lot of this book was not in the movie. And so I was like, when I went into watching it this time, I was like, instead of taking notes on the differences, I'm going to go in and just take notes of what's happening in the movie. And then after five notes, I realized, oh, no, this happened.
Yes.
So then I was like, I don't, what am I doing? Just do notes for the differences. But one of my notes is, but one of the best scenes, it's just Schindler sitting at a desk with a woman at a typewriter. And it keeps changing women because you realize, oh, he's interviewing women to be secretaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, Stern's like, okay, Schindler, which one do you want to hire? And he's like, I don't know. They all seem very qualified. And so then Stern's like, well, you have to make a decision. And the next scene is Schindler posing with all of the women to get a picture and be like, here, happy first day.
All my new secretaries.
I was like, oh, sir, you're not obvious at all.
Oh, my gosh. So he went to Amelia, like, oh, went, yeah.
I'm going
to
say one more thing because mm-hmm. you said that up there that they were explaining about the ghetto. Mm-hmm. At this point in the book, I was like, this does not happen in the movie at all. And then as I was watching it this time, we get to a scene where we're following a Jewish couple in the ghetto who's like trying to get out. And the girl's like, no, I don't want to. And the whole time, at first I sat there and I was like, this wasn't in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like a few more like seconds of this scene, it clicked. And I was like, wait, this was the part that I sat there thinking, this isn't in the movie. It's like, I'm an idiot.
So he went home to Amelia for Easter. And Amelia's thinking that she needs to move to the city with Oscar. But she's nervous because you keep stepping out on me and I'll have nowhere else to like, I can't go anywhere. And friends told him to go talk to his father, who's out there sitting all alone. And after talking to his father, he realized that he's doing to Amelia what his father did to his mom.
This doesn't happen. You don't see Schindler with his dad. The only time that you see remorse is towards the end of the movie. He goes to Amelia and is like, I want you to come be with me, and I want you to know that everyone I hire is going to know you as Mrs. Schindler.
Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a shift in the military and in the ghetto area, and Oscar can now tell that they're implementing harsher laws. And he woke up one day and found out that Germany invaded Russia. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's ever like obviously stated in the movie, like, oh, hey, they're going to invade Russia, or like any of the different military shifts. But you do see like military presences amping up and Oscar being very aware of it. And Oscar always found a way to put himself in the middle of it. So he was aware of what was going on so that he could then figure out how to almost change his way of doing things so that he could save more people. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this like I know the guy personally. I've only watched the movie a million times and read the book once. But I'm sitting here like, this is what he was doing.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
God. So one day, though, Oscar gets under arrest. And it was a pretty chill arrest. They're like, okay, go get your books. We just got to make sure what you're doing. And he brought it down after copying some names down. And he had to prove that he was providing all the materials his company made to the war. And he was waiting comfortably in another room and wasn't disturbed. And they even gave him a nice meal and as they did their research.
This didn't happen in the movie. Nope. He was never arrested.
He was arrested once in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And it was like very brief.
Yeah.
But
he's arrested three times in the book.
Three times in the book. And there are times where he gets talked to about things like, my favorite is towards the end when they're like, your company is supposed to be manufacturing bullets and you haven't made bullets in like 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, sorry, they all failed inspection. We had to restart. I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. This really shows how fucking dumb the Nazis were. Right.
Like, and gutsy he was to
stand up and mm-hmm. show it. Yeah.
The girl came in. Oh,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Came into their midst.
You know what's hilarious? What? Okay, so when we started this, girl in the little red jacket, that's the most iconic part of the movie because it's the only color in the movie apart from at the very beginning and at the very end, right?
Right.
So this is the part that everyone remembers. Going into this book, I was like, little girl in the red jacket is not going to exist in the book. Mm-hmm. So then when I got to this chapter, I was like, holy fuck, little girl in the red jacket exists in the book.
There's this little girl in a red jacket. And Oscar was arrested and she... Oh, that's all I said. What happened to her? He just watched her and it was like... Mm-hmm. He watched her go through this like... I'm assuming the book and the movie were the same at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This battle is going on because they're, you know, capturing all the Jews. And this little girl in the red jacket, just like she made it through. And he was just kind of like, oh, my gosh, like if she could make it through, I have to do more. That's kind of what mm-hmm. I took from it. Right. And so Oscar was arrested again and he tried to make sure they had warrants to arrest him, but they arrested him anyways. And this is what Oscar made friends with one of the other prisoners.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't the little girl in the red jacket die in the movie?
Eventually, yes, at the very end.
Okay.
But at this point.
Yes, because what I was going to say, she doesn't in the book, right? She's not brought back.
I don't think we see her again, no.
Yeah. So here's a difference because the whole reason why she has a red jacket. Well, I guess now that I have read the book and know that she's in there. What you just said makes sense. Like that could be exactly what was important for her or for Schindler for this point, right? In the movie, the reason they make it a red jacket is to have you go, ooh, little girl, so that when she shows up dead, they make it an important character so that you see like, oh shit, she dies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the movie.
Mm-hmm. So... he's out of jail now because he has very important people that are in his corner, which is what the movie said. And he's talking with the Jewish people in his area and dealing with all their children and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Oscar was very good with the kids, mm-hmm. at least from what they show in the movie and book.
You're right.
Again, I keep talking like we're buddies.
God. So Oscar went to a ghetto to get some work of his workers back because they were taken. So he didn't go into a ghetto. He went mm-hmm. somewhere. They were taking him out of the ghetto.
Oh,
or he went into
they were. So this is basically the scene with Stern,
yeah,
where his employees were getting taken to basically go to one of the concentration camps.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Yeah. Because the cop said, nope, sorry, they got to stay here. And he put up a fight. He got them back. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn about all the lists and the different concentration camps. And Oscar witnessed all these killings of these Jews. And the little girl in the red. Oh, she does come back.
Oh, yeah.
Little girl in the red witnessed some as well. Oh, maybe he witnessed. No, because she didn't die till like. Well, I guess she could have died here. She died at like the near the end of the movie.
Towards the very end. Yeah.
He saved her. I don't know. I don't think he saved her.
No.
I think she died.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he witnessed is one her dying.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided, hey, I'm going to put as much stop to this as I can.
I mean, yeah, that does kind of happen just at a very different time.
Yes. Yes. So someone explains to Schindler all about the concentration camps. Or no, was this? They weren't explaining it to Schindler.
Wait, were no, they were talking to each, other.
Each other.
This is the girls gossiping about
the concentration camps. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They say all the murders that is happening over there and how they're doing it. And they know this because they escaped by following this train track. And so then these men start coming in, these military men start like ransacking everywhere. And this is in the movie, I think, where the mm-hmm. little red jacket girl comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the new normal. And they got to deal with it, unfortunately.
Are you sure? I think in the movie, this is the spot where the little boy tells the old lady, you need to hide right here. It's where like they're trying to hide some of their people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like they're hidden under the bed mm-hmm. and like
mm-hmm.
in the cabinets and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come to the ghettos and they look for hideaways every day and they'd take them. And Schindler and his friends were planning a resistance, but with another barracks. Oh, because they're going to make mm-hmm. another barracks area.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that happens.
So basically Schindler was like starting to collect Jews because it's a investment. Like he needs them for his company
mm-hmm.
and he's using that as an excuse. And he's like using them as slaves so that they can be at his labor camp.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end,
so that he can save
all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then what happened is like when they would tell these Jewish people, hey, okay, get on the trains, leave your stuff here. Don't worry. It'll find you. And then the Jewish people would go off to the concentration camps, not knowing what's about to happen. And then they would bring their luggage and ransack it and like put shoes in a pile and jewelry mm-hmm. in a pile and all this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's planning on going to Hungary to save more Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And 700 he was trying to be saved.
You want to say that again? He was trying to save them.
Thank you. So he wrote the name down on his list, and men had to be in one car and women in another. And so the men arrived to his new labor camp, but the women never showed up, and he realized there was a mix up and they went to Auschwitz
mm-hmm.
and he was pissed and he went to get them back.
One of the things that I'll say here is when all of the Jewish people are on the train, Schindler realizes that first off they fucking sardined them into train cars and it's so hot in there they would die from heat exhaustion essentially and dehydration. And so he was like, we need to get them water. And so then there's a whole scene where he's having the Nazis spray the trains with hoses and Amon's sitting there like, oh, you're giving them hope. You're so dumb.
Yep. I thought it was so sweet, though, because the hose only reached so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I got one 200, like 200 meters longer back at my place. I'll go get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had to play along with the Nazis, too, where they just start laughing. They're like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. I know. It's so funny. Like, mm-hmm. why do this? But mm-hmm. let's just humor me. Let's do it. When in reality, he's like, freaking, you guys are psychos.
You guys are dumbasses.
You're so messed up. All right. So Oscar's trying to say or talk to these guys. Oh, because he's trying to get his Jewish women back. Mm-hmm. And Ammon. Mm-hmm. Ammon.
Ammon.
Sorry.
God, you got me saying his name wrong now.
Is trying to make a big, huge concentration camp. And Schindler's like, well, what if we do this instead? What if we do like labor camps and like, you know, it'll be good business and all this sort of stuff. And he's trying to do negotiation with him and to make him on board with this.
Yeah, that happens. Qui-Gon Jinn and Voldemort talking.
They even are like playing the same type of roles.
They really are.
So we learn about a new Jewish ghetto, and there's different areas and how the Jews have markings on their cards based on like who they are, where they work, and all this sort of stuff. And a large, unfortunately, part of the camp is a graveyard.
Mm-hmm. That unfortunately happens. I mean, I don't think we ever see the graveyard, but
no,
we can assume.
Yes. So there were these guys that met with many of the factory workers. Oh, was it? This was they're having like a meeting. And this is how. So Amon's making this new camp and he's like, OK, there's going to be factories in here. Come on, you know, you can join. And but Schindler wasn't like convinced. And he's like, you can go check it out. Go on. Let's do it. And so he hears, you know, there's public executions regularly. This woman was giving instructions on how to build barracks, but she was Jewish, but she was an engineer, so she was qualified. But we find out that Ammon doesn't like to be, you know, told what to do. And so he shot her, and then he had them do what she said anyways. Mm-hmm. And
if there's one thing that happened in the book, and I mean, I guess it did happen in the movie too, but I feel like freaking Ammon was left and right. Boom, boom, boom. In the book, I was like, holy crap. He did not care.
Yeah, it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
So Ammon and Schindler had a very good working relationship. Schindler was fascinated by him, but he would never fully admit that because he was such a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And he still wants him to become part of this labor camp, but Schindler hasn't accepted yet. And Amon's still working on him.
Mm-hmm. That happens in the movie.
So there we have a scene with some Jewish doctors who are struggling with their sick patients. And they have this option to euthanize all of them. But they can't get themselves to do it because they're doctors. They're supposed to heal. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they hear gunshots outside and explosives, and they know the Germans have gotten into the ghettos. And so the doctors decide to euthanize everyone because they know they're all about to get shot anyways. And sure enough.
When I freaking read this chapter, that's when it like, not that it didn't click for me, just how hard everything was. But like, I couldn't even imagine being a doctor in this like position.
Right.
I was like, oh my God.
I know. Ugh. And it talked about how they almost did it to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This does not happen in the movie.
Yes, it does. You don't remember the scene?
No.
It's very quick. And it's like at the beginning when the little red jacket scene.
Oh.
And the doctors. It's not explained what they're doing, but there's doctors and they give like pills. And they're like being kind and like brushing, like rubbing her hair.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yep.
And then the Germans come in and shoot all the patients' bodies. You don't remember this?
I remember it, but I never put it together what they were doing.
Oh.
Even when I just watched it.
They were euthanizing their patients.
God damn, I thought they were just treating their patients and then the Germans shot them.
Oh. No, they were already dead, thank goodness, because I'd rather die by
smaller victories, right?
Yeah. Okay. So Oscars, we're following different Jews in the last day in the ghetto before they were killed. So many stories, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, and
The movie does a pretty damn good job at following it each different one.
It does. And it's like, even if it's a quick, like,
2-second
scene.
Here's this character. Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was in it. It did really good. Like that hospital scene
Yeah.
Was a seriously quick second, 1 minute, yeah, if that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Or like the one for me that I remember very well from the book is the couple,
mm-hmm,
who wanted to get married, but the girl was like, no, we can't get married. But then in the movie, you see a couple getting married, mm-hmm, and I'm like, oh, that's right, them, because they do end up getting married, because then they're like, at least we have something to celebrate, right, at this point in time, even if we're going to die soon.
Right. So Oscar watched the killing of many Jews and the ghetto officially closed. Oscar wanted to make a labor camp and try to save these Jews. And so he said, it's economic reasons. That's why I'm doing it. And people must have believed him because he was able to do it. And the project was underway and he created his labor camp and he started writing down names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On his list.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things, I don't know if you're going to mention it, but I love in the book and movie how it was almost a thing of pride for people to be a Schindler Jew, and like how great they were, like, once you're on his list, ooh, you're a Schindler Jew.
Yeah.
And I love seeing that and reading it.
Yeah, like the women that were taken to the camps, they're like, no, we're Schindler's Jews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman came to ask Schindler for some help, and he said that he could not bring her family here unless it was for labor. And he like kind of was like yelling and like, mm-hmm, upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my father can't work because he's, you know, doesn't know how, or he's old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
he doesn't have that much experience.
Yeah. He dismissed her, and she, you know, was outside and she thought about it and she's like, oh my gosh, he probably has to be careful because like, what if I'm undercover? And like, she was understanding why he had to be so, mm-hmm, aggressive and mean to her. And I didn't feel like that in the movie. So I understood the mean thing, but I felt like her realizing, oh, it was probably because of that.
I don't think anyone ever realized it. It was just, oh, we overstepped.
Right. And then, mm-hmm, I feel like,
once everything was clear,
Schindler was like, I can't believe people are thinking this about, mm-hmm, like, he almost seemed offended in the movie that,
mm-hmm,
people can't know that this is what I'm doing. And he, mm-hmm, seemed frustrated.
Yeah.
And so,
well, this scene is really shown in the dude with the one arm where, yeah, he doesn't realize that he hired him. Stern's like, you have an employee who would really like to thank you. And then he comes in, mm-hmm, and then he leaves. And then Schindler yells at Stern and is like, because what we don't totally realize until you've seen the whole movie or you've watched it many times or you've read the book prior, to him, he's just yelling to yell, but, or not to yell, but because he's like, what the hell? This is bullshit. Like, one armed dude working, mm-hmm, here. Where in reality he's yelling because he's like, how can I make a cover story for this, right, guy? He's not a good employee because he's missing an arm. Right. What am I going to say?
So Ammon, and then he's just becoming more and more violent. He's like,
mm-hmm,
just having fun in the movie. He's just like playing sniper, like Call of Duty up there, just sniping people off the.
Oh, wait, you're not talking about the scene. I feel fucking bad for the kid.
I know.
But freaking he misses like 6 times before he gets him. I'm like, dude.
I have a video of me being like, I thought it was just a warning shot because he pardons him right before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
And he just miss. And then he shows dead.
Yeah.
So, okay. This scene or this note here. This will explain how much I had trouble knowing names. Okay, so it said Ammon is getting beat up by Gert because he didn't bring him his handcuffs. And then it was seriously like however longer, uh-huh, that I realized, oh, that's Ammon, Gert is the same person. So I go back and change my notes.
You're like, that's incorrect. Ammon's...
Handcuffs. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so he beat someone up because he didn't deliver handcuffs, and the SS comes in and he's just killing Jews daily because that's what he do?
He never really beat someone up for not delivering handcuffs, but goddamn, he was a very violent man.
Yes. So Oscar, or at some point, Amelia goes to prison. It could have been Ingrid. I think it was Amelia. Oh, was it Ingrid?
Ingrid.
That's why he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Ingrid goes to prison. That's why she kind of done with him after,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the doctor is like, hey, pay me, you know, 50,000 whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get her out. And you just need the certificate saying she medically needs to not be here. He earns the money. But he didn't use it on Ingrid. He used it to get more Jews saved. Eek.
Damn straight.
Hey, you know what? How many did he save for that versus just one girl sitting in prison?
Yeah.
Right? She mm-hmm. was safe anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who the heck is Turch? Is that Stern? I'm going to say Turch. That's what it sounded like. So there's this guy that we decided is Schindler. Okay.
We shouldn't say it like that. We don't do our job.
I don't know who this guy is. I'm going to be honest. We can't figure out who this guy is. We think it's Schindler from Googling.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the name Turch. But I don't know. I thought Ammon and Gert were two different people. So if you guys know the true answer to this story, please tell me. So he had a bunch of pictures and he buried them in a box. And years later, one of the Schindler survivors went to get the box, unburied it, and he developed the pictures and almost all of them came out. Well, first he did. Okay, hang on. He did not want the pictures developed until he died. And they said, fine. And then once he died and was buried, then they developed all these pictures and they came out intact. And yeah.
That did not happen.
It did not happen in the movie. No. Okay. There was this orphan girl. Okay. That took care of Ammon. And mm-hmm. she did his manicures and everything. And he always kept his dog and his gun real close. And she's like, why do you do that? He's like, in case you nick me, so that he would, you know, get her right then and there. So she's like super careful after that. And this is where the scene that Brie was talking about. There's this draftsman that's super flirty. And is it with the orphan girl?
What scene?
The marriage scene.
Oh, no.
In the book?
Oh, in the book it is, but in the movie, no. No, in the movie, it's just two random people
that get married
that we haven't seen.
So it's a whole scene in the.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's this, the his number one girl, mm-hmm. Ammon's number one little slave girl,
mm-hmm.
but this architect starts getting flirty with her, and they would sneak into each other's barracks. And at one point, Ammon caught him but didn't kill him,
mm-hmm.
and he took this as a sign. He's like, "Okay, I gotta marry this girl." And they get married, and then they escape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With the help of the other Jews.
Happily ever after, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
I hope so.
I probably just like,
would have been better off there.
This part doesn't happen in the movie, but after they get married, they're trying to spend their wedding night together, but it's hard because they're in two different barracks.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rest of the Jews are like, oh, we're going to help them enjoy their wedding night. And so they like put them up on top bunk and put sheets up. But then like something crazy happens where the soldiers are looking for, I can't remember what they're looking for, but they're looking for something. And he immediately is like, oh shit, it's because I'm not in my barracks and I'm here. But they like, when they did the search of the place, they didn't even look where he was hiding in her bed. Mm-hmm. And that's when he was like, oh my God, this is the luckiest I've ever been.
Yeah. Yep.
I was like, that's sweet. Because he's like, this shows that I'm meant to be with her.
Aw. So the Germans are getting closer to their camps, which is worrying Oscar. And bodies are being burned very close to them, which they showed that. The ash falling down.
Mm-hmm. I could not even imagine.
Mm-mm.
having to deal with ash coming down from burning people.
Yeah, no way.
It's a heavy reality.
Yeah. So, someone went to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Was it Oscar? Or just someone else? I think it was someone else.
I can't remember because in the movie, this is just a kid running to go and hide.
Right. I think this was a Jewish story. Mm-hmm. So, he went to use the bathroom, and when he goes...
Oh, yeah, it is a story.
Mm-hmm. There are like 10 children hiding in the toilets mm-hmm. because right before this, a truck came and took all the kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this hasn't happened yet, unless it has, and I didn't make note of it, where they had to like put blood on their face and like...
Oh, no, you haven't made note of this. And this is one of my favorite parts because I was surprised that this was from the book because I remember it so well watching this movie. All these women like putting their hands in the dirt to like give themselves color on their skin and to prick their fingers and rub it on their cheeks to give themselves blush and stuff. And so, yeah, it's because there's about to be an inspection and whoever is a weakling will get killed.
Mm-hmm. And then because they got new Jews coming in. And so as they're doing this, like all these, I just think it hasn't happened yet because I'm pretty sure I made a note of it. They have to do this all naked and everything like that. And so after they finally have like finished, then they see their kids and their kids are like, oh my gosh, we're on a ride. Bye. And like they're waving goodbye. And all these parents just start screaming and running to get their babies. And oh my gosh, because the kids are just like, this is fun. And the parents mm-hmm. know that they're never going to see their babies again. So then all the kids are hiding because
they don't want to get taken.
Yeah, because they know. Mm-hmm. So they heard on the news that someone tried to kill Hitler. Oscar's getting excited thinking this is all going to be over soon. But Hitler came on later saying it's okay. And everyone, like, we will be free soon, like the Germans.
This does not happen.
No, they didn't even mention almost killing Hitler.
I know. I was so mad when I realized what? That. I was like, hold on. Why is this not in the movie?
Yeah,
I literally at the very end of the movie, and I know it's the end. And everyone's like, the war is over. And I sat there and I was like, aren't you, this is the fake out, isn't it?
Right. I thought they were going to say, someone tried to kill Hitler. And I was like, nope, it was the end. And
I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
Apparently, I wanted another hour-long movie.
So Oscar's labor camps is officially being closed. And this is when Ammon and Schindler play cards. And Oscar wins. And he gets to take his little Jewish slave girl. And the SS heard that there was a Schindler's List. And it meant everything to be on it. But they don't really know what that means.
I don't think they ever show that the SSR found out about Schindler's List in the movie, but the rest of our...
They don't play the card game in the movie.
They do.
I thought Ammon was like, no way am I losing her. I'm not doing that. Did he eventually convince him and just mm-hmm. not, they just didn't show it?
No, what happens is they end up playing, but the only way you know that he wins is because... They deal out the cards and pick them up. And then the next scene is all the people like giving their name to get on his list. And the last person you see get on is Helen.
I did not catch that.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I picked up on it was because I read the book.
Oh.
And I was like, they did that in a clever way.
Okay. So Australians had crashed into the barracks of the prison because they were dropping off supplies. And see, he and Titch, I think it was
Stern.
Titch's Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we solved it. So Stern, maybe Stern had the pictures. All right. They were working hard and they're making new, like this huge list of names because they're going to save all these people. They're going to transport these Jews who are now their workers again. Like they're keeping mm-hmm. these guys. Ammon's under investigation. I'm assuming the movie's right in my notes or not. Mm-hmm. Oscar is under investigation, but mm-hmm. Ammon was there to like, no, he's a really good guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Many Jews are trying to sneak into the line that's going to Oscar's camp. And we learn about the horrible conditions that go on at the other camps. Mm-hmm. Amelia ends up moving in with Schindler again. And doesn't she become like the nurse at his camp? Mm-hmm. Cute.
I know. I think it's so sweet.
Yep. Ingrid would never live with him again. Makes sense now.
No shit.
Yep. She had an apartment outside the city. His other girlfriend, they didn't really see each other anymore either.
So, like he says in the movie, yes. They will now know you as Mrs. Schindler.
Exactly. If you were in Schindler's camp, the Jews are not tattooed and they're told to put their clothes back on. I think this is where it's, this is when they were doing the medical stuff. Because as soon as they got okayed to go to Schindler's camp, they're like, put your clothes back on. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And in Auschwitz, we know that, you know, you can be gassed. And it said 9,000 a day was like on a good day, like as in mm-hmm. a day that all their machines were working and everything. Mm-hmm. Leaders told their allies, the SS is like, or the leaders of it was like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. This is awful. We'll stop doing this. And then it didn't happen for a very, very, very long time. And they're like, well, are you going to stop? And they're like, oh, yes, we will. And they kept doing it. And that's a way to
so
ruin horrible. Your allies list for sure, mm-hmm. though. Just because Jews were on Schindler's list does not mean they were saved because, you know, like the guy with the one arm and everything that mm-hmm. he got. But
mm-hmm. Schindler did go and, I mean, according to the movie, Schindler went and wreaked havoc whenever this happened.
But. Yes. Many were pulled out of his camp by other officers and brought straight to the showers and beatings and electrocutions. The men were getting antsy, asking where the women were. And he's replying, I'm getting them out. This is when the train happens, where the women did not come.
Yep.
Aren't you guys glad we are like so professional? Oh my gosh. It's also midnight. Leave us alone.
That's true.
Oscar was arrested for the third time. He told Amelia to cancel his appointments, which she understood something about his secret list.
This did not happen. Nope. Because basically the crazy thing is once Amelia's in Schindler's camp as the nurse, it's like the next scene is almost everything being done.
Yeah. He was most scared about this arrest than any other because he knew that they would torture him to get information on where Ammon is because he's fled for some reason. Mm-hmm. But then Schindler finally got out of jail. Ammon never fled in
the movie. No, no. No, he was proud to be Nazi and he was proud to get caught.
Yes. Okay, so then there was a scene where...
A chapter.
This chapter
did not happen in the movie.
No. Where Schindler asked this girl, hey, can you go talk to these people and try and get me more juice? And 2 days go by and nothing's of it. So I think he goes and tries and gets her back. And people had like thought, oh my gosh, did he pimp her out to get more Jewish people? And Amelia's like, no, that she was a friend of the family. He would not have done that.
That does not happen in the movie.
No. Okay, so people are like, okay, hey, get rid of these old people on your list because they clearly can't work. We'll get you new ones. And he's like, nope. And he's because, oh, it was in the movie, it was the train of girls that mm-hmm. was gone. Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you sure? I think this is the scene where they're trying to take the little kids and he stops them and is like, do you see these fingers?
Yeah.
These are the only fingers that can clean the inside of these artillery shells.
Right. That was the scene in the movie. Mm-hmm. I think it was just a talk. In the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just talking with someone because he's like, well, why do you have a 9-year-old and 11-year-old girls on your list?
Yeah.
And that's what he said. He's like, adults, they have long, tiny fingers that the adults don't have and all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Schindler's list did not help always when Jewish people got sick and died.
Because
And so,
unfortunately, healthcare was not very
it was not available to them. Mm-hmm. Yes. So now we're following a couple Jewish women who escaped and got back to Schindler's camp from Auschwitz. They went through the barbed wire. They finally got to where they're supposed to be and got letters from their husbands, and they wanted to be with their sons, but they couldn't because they had to stay with the women, and their husbands were like, take care of our daughters. And they're like, oh yeah, let's take care of our daughters.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
It doesn't. But did you notice the women, at least one of them, when they were being hurried to the showers or onto mm-hmm. the trains, they were looking at the barbed wires?
Yeah.
That. So I'm assuming that was the nod.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I always wonder what that is. I'm like,
I think because she was like, because it said how they knew there was 9 inches in between. Mm-hmm. It was electrified, but they just mm-hmm. stripped down and they squoze through.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they were doing. They were checking it out. So they were at Schindler's factory, and there was an issue with the machines. An SS guy came in and is like, what's going on? Schindler. Okay. He had to act right. Like he's a Nazi. Yeah. So he mm-hmm. smacked a Jew in the face. It was like, what is going on here? Why isn't this fixed? But then he kind of like winked at him like, mm-hmm. it's okay. You're not in trouble.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. There is actually, though, there's a scene between Schindler and Stern when they're walking in the factory, and Stern, like, he doesn't really look at him because Stern is very much like, okay, you're the higher up here. I can't look at you like that. But he goes, sir, there's been rumors that you've been going around and messing with the machines so that we're not producing the best shells that we could be producing. Mm-hmm. Would you do that? And Schindler just was like silently walking.
So a train of people came in, and a lot of them were dead. And the ones that weren't were like 75 pounds, and they smelled really bad.
You skipped a spot.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a big one. This is kind of what you were talking mm-hmm. about at the same time.
That's why I was like, hold on.
Schindler had gotten note on his birthday saying that his bolts didn't work, and he was so excited because he's like, this means my bolts are not killing people. Best birthday gift ever.
Mm-hmm. That's essentially what gets said after Stern's like, it's rumored that you're messing with our machines, because mm-hmm. he's like, I don't want my bullets killing people.
Yep. Okay, so a train comes in and most of the people on them are now dead. And if they're not, they're like 75 pounds and they smell really bad. And it's just bad conditions. Schindler worked really hard to make sure that these bodies were not burned. He wanted them to be buried in the Catholic cemetery. And he understood they were Jewish, but it was better than them
just being put in the ash. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This wasn't ever shown in the movie either. Mm-hmm. They didn't really cover any cemeteries or anything like that.
Mm-mm. They just did that really sad scene where then all the Jewish people had to transport the dead bodies
mm-hmm.
into the burning pile.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we see the little girl
yeah.
in the red coat.
That she died too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now you got me tripped up. I don't know which way.
Okay. He came to work for Oscar, and Oscar would not let him harm any of his Jews. And all the Jews felt triumphant, but still were a little terrified of Eamon.
Yeah, and that does not happen in the movie at all.
No. Eventually, the war is over, and Oscar gave this huge speech to all the Jews. Eamon tried to make it through the next few days, but he was caught. They're all nervous because the Russians are coming and they don't know what's going to happen to Oscar. But he's like, okay, that gotta go.
This is what it is. Mm-hmm. I will say I think it's funny how in the movie, because after his speech, he tells them, we're going to give 3 minutes of silence to all those that you have lost mm-hmm. during these last 6 years. And then they sit there in silence. In the movie, a rabbi immediately starts singing.
I don't think I noticed that.
I was like, sir, silence. You're supposed to be, you know, quiet for those you lost right now. Like, I get that you're probably praying right now in this song, but He said 3 minutes of silence.
That's funny. All right. So the couple Jewish guys, or all of them, I don't know, they went off and they found, they ran into American soldiers, or the American soldiers came to them. I don't know what happened. They were nervous at first, but then the Americans hugged them and they're like, "You're the first survivors we've seen." I was like, "Oh."
Mm-hmm. In the movie, it was just the whole entire group was sleeping outside of their camp or their factory.
Said, yeah, because they just said bye to. Schindler. Can say that part.
Oh, the part that gets me. So you're going to make me cry.
No, we're not.
So Schindler tells them, he's like, "I'm going to be with you guys until midnight and then I have to leave." And then they all, first off, they all, they take one of the Jews, I would assume it's his gold tooth, and they melt it down and turn it into a ring to give Schindler as their thanks. They also end up writing this letter and everyone signs it so that in case he gets captured, he can be like, "Hey, look, I did good." But who's to say that would even work? But anyway, so he's there taking these gifts from these people, and then he like looks around and is like, "I didn't do enough. Like, I could have did more." And then he looks at his car and he's like, "I could have sold this car. I don't need this car." And then he's like, "I could have saved 10 more people." And then he like has his little Nazi pin and he pulls that off and he's like, "This is gold. This could have got me at least 2. And he's like, "Eamon probably would have given me 1. But that could have been 1 more." And then he just breaks down, bawling his eyes out. And so then they all come and hug him.
I know. That was a very sad scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next scene, they show Eamon getting hung.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Did yours freeze frame?
What?
On Eamon getting hung?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought my thing glitched.
No, I was trying to figure out why. And I'm wondering, my thoughts are that he was probably hung by his shirt or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe something got messed up.
Oh,
do you think?
Oh, maybe.
Because it would have been too weird to cut it right then. I don't know. That's why I thought it froze it. Because I was like, that's kind of weird.
I thought they were about to put up words. But then it froze for such a long time that I was like.
Right. That was my only thoughts, was that like something in production messed up.
Yeah.
And so they're like, "Well, we'll just freeze it here for a little bit instead of just cutting the scene."
That's potentially what happened, yeah.
I don't know why they just wouldn't redo it unless it was like a safety thing back in 94.
Oh, it could have been.
Because, I mean, it's, we had less
things
to make you not die.
Protected. Yeah.
Maybe he really got hung and they were like, "We got to get him down now. He's got to do Harry Potter. Save him." All right.
Isn't that sad? The role he's best known for is Harry Potter. Like, that's not sad. But, like, he had this amazing role. And I feel like no one...
I didn't even know he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So they run into this Russian soldier. And he explains what he knows and where the Jews are and where they're not. And he suggests they start living their normal lives. And they're like, "We don't know how to do that. Like, we've just been told we have to ask when to go to the bathroom and like all this sort of stuff." Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the point in the movie when I'm just a mess and I'm crying because I'm like, these poor people, they just have been locked up this whole time. Like, I'm gonna cry talking about it. But I really like the little dude who's like, "I would really like some food right now." Like, yes. Go get food.
Yep. So we follow this Jewish woman who went to see a movie of the concentration camps and how they're helping people afterwards. And she saw her son. And so she knew he was alive. And she's just uncontrollably weeping and just like, "We need to find them." And they were reunited.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she thought he was dead.
Yeah, this doesn't happen. This doesn't get shown. Because now basically the movie after the Jews are told that they're free and they can go live in the next town over, this is when we see every single one of Schindler's Jews with the actor that portrayed them in the movie coming to Schindler's grave to put their rock on it.
Mm-hmm. It was so sweet. Mm-hmm. I did not click that that was their actor with them. I thought it was like a family member. So that's even sweeter. My mm-hmm. gosh. Mm-hmm. I love that. But in the book, we have one more chapter, and it's Oscar was penniless, but he was never happier. Ammon was condemned to death and hung. People were told, if you are a survivor of the concentration camps and you knew Oscar Schindler, please contact the newspapers right now because he's on trial. Eventually, Oscar was deemed a hero and everyone celebrated him. But unfortunately, he collapsed a couple years later, or years later, and he died. And he was his request to be buried in Jerusalem. I wish they'd done that part in the movie mm-hmm. because it looks like, because he goes from him crying mm-hmm. and saying, I might get caught, to then him and then Ammon being hung.
And then
it looks like he was captured and killed
true.
Too.
That's true.
So I wish they would have done, but I mean, I understand why they didn't because it was mm-hmm. such a powerful ending that way. Mm-hmm. But I wish they did like the words or something. Like
yeah.
he
yeah.
was on trial and he was
that actually deemed a hero made sense. Or something. Yeah. Yeah. I think they didn't want to detract from his Jews
right.
going up to his grave.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I also really love that he, a German, wanted to be buried in Jerusalem.
I know.
Like, that gets me.
So sweet. Mm-hmm. I know. That would be cool, actually, because I've always wanted to go to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Just add it to the list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to.
Maybe not right now with the world how yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, not right now. But I have no tie to any Holocaust survivors or anything, but man, I would love to go pay my respects to him because
right
I wouldn't have the guts that he did.
No, and that's okay. Did you listen to the author note at the end?
No.
Okay, so they had like a 15-minute author note at the end, which I'm not gonna lie, did not like this book in the slightest. But then the author note made me appreciate the book. Just the 15 minutes because it said he was an Australian author. And so many people are like, why are you Australian qualified to write this book? And he said, well, that's the thing is that, you know, the reason I'm tackling it is because I'm so fascinated with this story because it's all about if you put it into your own personal perspective, like, would you be mm-hmm. able to do this? And it's just the big question of what would you do in that situation? Mm-hmm. What would you do if you were a Nazi? What would you do if you were a Jew? What would you do if you were Oscar? And it's like, I was just kind of like eye-opening, like, oh my gosh. And it was just a very, it made me hate the book less.
Yeah. I would not. Nope. He is a bigger man than I.
No. Yeah. I know. That's so hard. Mm-hmm. All right. So IMDb cast, 147 people. We have Liam.
Wow. I'm surprised that's not a higher number.
I know. With 1,100 of them being.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they just use the same people.
Yeah.
Or they did not they did credit a lot of extras. Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson played Oscar Schindler.
He was born to play this role.
He did so good. Mm-hmm.
He is Schindler.
And his German accent was so good. Mm-hmm. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Liam Neeson as Schindler is just amazing.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. Ben Kingsley as Stern.
Again. Oh, Itzhak. Titzhak.
Turch. That's probably how you say it. Turch.
Oh, that probably is Turch Stern.
I feel justified. I'm not psycho. I heard the name Church.
Probably.
Okay.
Ben Kingsley is amazing. I thought he did really good in this role too. And it's also crazy because Ben Kingsley is typically a man who, when he is in a role, he overpowers because he's such a big name and he's such a good actor, but in this role he is so small and soft-spoken and he does it very well.
It's because he's a Jew in the mm-hmm, Holocaust. He had mm-hmm, to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did really good. Mm-hmm. Ray Fiennes as Ammon.
Again, good. Mm-hmm. But this poor dude is always the bad guy.
I know.
Always the bad guy.
Withering Heights, he was the bad guy. Harry Potter.
Red Dragon.
Yep. Oh, poor guy. Poor guy. Caroline Goodall played Emily, Amelia, whatever I called her throughout the whole thing. Amelia. Emily is how it's spelled. But the author, the audiobook reader kept saying Amelia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't remember what Schindler's they called wife. Her. I don't remember what they called her in the.
Mrs. Schindler.
Yes.
She did good.
Yeah, she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
We have Embreth Davids played Helen Hirsch.
Yeah, she did really good.
Which one was she? She was the.
She's the one that Aemon attacks.
Okay, that's what I thought. Cool. And there were obviously a lot of others.
Mm-hmm.
Go check them out. IMDb. Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Yeah.
Yes.
Completely.
Uh-huh. Do the characters stay true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I would have been mad if they didn't.
I know. This true story screwed up.
Like, obviously, we've covered true stories where they've screwed up the characters before. But this one, this story, you really can't. Mm-hmm. Like, if you changed anyone.
Yeah.
That would change a whole hell of a lot more of the story.
Mm-hmm. And which do you prefer?
Isn't it obvious? I prefer the movie.
Yeah, me too. The book was just too hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also think, okay, the difference with this true story and last week's Under mm-hmm. the Bridge, mm-hmm. Under the Bridge was full on written like a story.
Yeah.
This story was a whole lot more facts based mm-hmm. with a mix of story in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wish,
felt like I was reading a textbook.
I wish I had physically read it because this was the perfect audiobook for me to get lost in.
Yes.
And then my problem is once I'm lost in an audiobook, I can never find my way back.
Yeah. I was lost and I do audiobooks, so yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. They're like, that's why once I would hear Schindler's name, I would cling to him and be like, okay, what is he doing? Mm-hmm. And then I'd follow it. I was pleasantly surprised with how much I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just love the movie. Plus Liam Neeson. Can't go wrong with Liam.
I know, for sure. And would you recommend it to a friend?
I have recommended this movie to so many friends of mine that they have all watched it. So
yes.
Why, yes, I would.
I'm planning on rewatching it with my mom, actually. So mm-hmm. for sure. Sneak peek.
Check out our website.
For sure.
Offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
You can rate, subscribe, review there.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out YouTube videos because on TikTok and Reels and stuff, we post a minute and 30 second videos. But guess what? YouTube, we get the full on. I think this one is longer. 9 minutes.
I cried a lot.
Yeah.
And I took a lot of videos of me crying.
Yeah.
I did not take a video of me sobbing like a baby at the end, though. I was like, that one's not. Like, I'm okay with you guys getting my little teary-eyed because I get teary-eyed on this all the time. So I was like, whatever. But then I started, like, full-on crying. And at first, I was like, maybe I should show them. And I was like, nope, nope.
I realize I think I take too many videos, though, because the Under the Bridge and this one, I've had to do Brie, Allie, Brie. Ellie for videos so that it's evenly spaced. I'm like,
that's hilarious.
I need to
show. I mean, there's some when I do too many.
There are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it just depends.
All right, you guys, we got the Nerd Party coming up.
June 7th.
Yeah, come see us in Kent, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We will post more link information about that the closer it gets. But we just want to mm-hmm. let you know to put it on your calendars.
Mm-hmm. We are sponsoring it. Mm-hmm. So how great would it be if you all showed up? Come chit chat with us.
That'd be super cool.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, we do have a mini-sode for you.
Why, yes, we do. We have a book review mini-sode.
Yes. And it's a short, sweet one. So if you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm so tired.
I'm sick of your podcast.
It's only like 10, 15 minutes.
Don't be sick of this one.
No.
It's small. It's tiny.
Yeah. Come try it. And then on Monday, we got our 100th episode.
How insane.
Let's say our 100th comparison because we have done way more than 100 episodes.
Yeah, that's true. That That means we just finished 99.
Episode 99?
Mm-hmm.
Our 99th comparison with Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
Man. And my, like, energy level has slowly gone downhill as we've recorded because it's now 12:30 and I've been up since 6.
Yeah. And we marathoned today, guys. So we did 4 episodes tonight. So we owe it wild.
Proud of us, though.
For sure.
But yeah.
Okay.
What's hilarious is that's incorrect.
That is. I'm supposed to say it. All right. And with that, I think I had you say it because it was your book. So it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Because I do love this book too much. Or this movie. Let me really confuse everyone. Yes. Anyway, with that, Schindler's List went off script. Bye.
We did it. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.